In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have encountered people sometimes who are afraid to pray to God for something. They respond, well, what if I really don't want it? Or what if it's not good for me? Or, you know, they won't pray. And it's really rather odd. It is as if they believe God is an evil genie from the old stories or the cartoons. You know, the one who's just waiting for you to make the wrong wish so he can turn you into a goat or something similar to, like that. You know, like the old story, the monkey's paw. God is not like that. As our Lord says, what father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? No one. Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? No one. If you, with all your sins, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give you good gifts, give you the Holy Spirit? And so, you know, we don't need to be afraid to ask God for anything, even though God may say no. And we have to remember that the reason God says no is not because he is mean or grasping or anything like that. It's that God will never give us anything that will interfere with our salvation or the salvation of others. And that's one of the reasons why when we're praying and the answer comes back no, we need to accept God's no and not go, well, he should give us, where is God? We need to instead say, thy will be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.